You're listening to Morning Edition. President Obama will visit the Central Valley this afternoon to announce an aid package to help farmers, ranchers, and communities hit hard by California's record drought. After landing in Fresno, the president is expected to attend a roundtable discussion about the drought in Fireball and tour a farm in Los Banos. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the president's message will be clear.
He'll, I think, offer a message of hope and a message that the federal government will do all that it can to try to alleviate some of the stress connected with this drought.
The announcement will include $100 million in support for the state's cattle ranchers and dairy producers who have faced rising feed prices, another $10 million for things like soil and water conservation efforts, and an additional $20 million to help farmers with everything from pruning to improving irrigation efficiency. The plan also includes support for communities hit hard by the drought, including $60 million for California food banks, the launch of 600 summer meal locations from the USDA, and $3 million in grants to help communities dealing with water shortages or water quality issues. The president will be joined by California Governor Jerry Brown, Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer, as well as Congressman Jim Costa, who says he hopes the sight of fallowed fields will help Mr. Obama better understand the valley's challenges.
I think when he sees 300,000-400,000 acres of land that this year will not, because there is no surface water and they have no groundwater, and the impacts to those farm communities, the unemployment, the hardship and suffering, I think it will resonate.
Costa is a sponsor of the House version of a Senate bill introduced this week that calls for $300 million in drought relief programs and
operational flexibility in the way federal and state projects are operated currently. That could mean as much as 500,000 acre-feet of water this year.
A different drought bill, sponsored by Valley Republicans, passed the House last week. It would roll back Delta pumping restrictions and environmental protections for species like the Delta smelt. Secretary Vilsack says the administration opposes that bill, but hopes to work with Congress to advance drought legislation.
Rather than wait for congressional action, you know, what we're going to try to do is try to put the resources that are available that we have control over to work as quickly as possible.
One thing that is absent from the president's drought relief plan is an emphasis on long-term water storage. John Holdren, director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, says that California has enough reservoirs. The problem, he says, is the lack of rain and snow.
We just haven't had enough water flowing into those reservoirs. It wouldn't help to build any more.
Holdren also says a key part of the president's message will be that global warming is making droughts more frequent and severe.
The global climate has now been so extensively impacted by the human-caused buildup of greenhouse gases that weather practically everywhere is being influenced by climate change.
Congressman Costa admits that while he doesn't expect the president to solve California's water problems with today's trip, he says it's a good start.
He can't make it rain, and he's not going to change the traditional political water fights that we've had in California. We know those fault lines are historic and they're deep.
After his trip to the San Joaquin Valley, Mr. Obama will leave Fresno on Air Force One and fly to Palm Springs, where he'll meet with Jordan's King Abdullah II. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore.